I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is cornbread. A man with a warm smile walked up to me as I was signing copies of my memoir at the great Miami Book Fair. He spoke, 8:34, right? I was confused. I wasn't clear on the context or direction of what 8:34 might mean to him and why those numbers might be attached to me somehow. He saw my confused gaze and added, "That's about what time your radio show airs every Saturday on WLRN. I know because that is when I'm taking my walk, and I listen to you. My name is Ira, by the way." And so now, in a figurative sense at least, Ira and I have broken bread. The Southern Foodways Alliance is an alliance for, by, and about the cooking and history primarily of the American South. I am lucky to be colleagues with some of the writers and editors who have contributed mightily to the publication the Southern Foodways Alliance puts out. Its name for said publication is Cornbread Nation, and it features editors and contributors past and present, such as Edna Lewis, Jessica Harris, John T. Edge, Sherry Castle, Francis Lamb, Tunde Wei, and many others. It would be an honor to join them in the pages of Cornbread Nation one day. But don't wait for me. Get your copies of issues past and present now. If you like my show, odds are high you'll love what they have given too. I'll quote from Cornbread Nation, Volume 6. Southern food, like the increasingly globalized South, shows an open and cosmopolitan attitude toward ethnic diversity. But fully appreciating Southern food still requires fluency with the region's history, warts and all. The late, great John Edgerton, considered by nearly universally all as one of the greatest chroniclers of Southern cooking, wrote in his book, Southern Food, "Redding Sugg called spoon bread the apotheosis of cornbread, the ultimate glorified ideal. Spoon bread, a steaming hot, feather-light dish, lifted by the heat of the oven to a souffle of airiness." Mr. Edgerton also adds, "A properly prepared dish of spoon bread can be taken as testimony to the perfectibility of mankind." But let's get back to the ancestor of spoon bread, cornbread. When Chef Sean Brock and I cooked together, he hewed to the very traditional way of making cornbread, and that is with no sugar in it. If you want to find out the nature of a Southern chef's cultural compass, you find a shorthand method as to whether they choose to have sugar in their cornbread. I verified that Ronnie Lundy did hers without sugar in her extraordinary cookbook, Victuals, pronounced actually Vittles. She allows only cornmeal, preferably stone ground, baking salt, baking soda, baking powder, an egg, buttermilk, and bacon grease, if you have it. Not being so traditional, I do allow for some sugar. I think the first time I made cornbread, I was following a recipe of James Beard's. Delia Lutz wrote in a book named The Country Kitchen in 1936, "There are certain things that ought to be et out of doors, and corn's one of them. If you want to drizzle butter all down the sides of your mouth, they ain't nobody setting across the table to scowl." There is no such concern for that when enjoying cornbread. But I've certainly eaten corn on the cob, and that's happened, and I loved it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.